You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Labor government announced yesterday that they would conduct a formal review of New Zealand's mental health system. The review comes after multiple requests to address the pitfalls in the current system from advocacy groups. I spoke to Marion Elliott from one of these groups, Action Station, and the People's Mental Health Report about the government's new commitments to mental health and what changes are on the horizon. I began by asking her how the recommendations that Action Station fit into the new government's new plan.
So, I mean, the first thing is that one of our recommendations was to hold this inquiry. So just the fact that the government is following through and is in fact going to conduct the inquiry is great. And that's one of the core recommendations of our report, because obviously we conducted a people's review, but it was, you know, what we were able to do as a community-led organisation. This is going to be a much more well-resourced inquiry, and we knew that that was needed. And then beyond that, they have incorporated into the terms of reference our recommendations about looking at, for example, wider social drivers of mental health issues. You know, the Minister has specifically indicated a need to look broadly at the factors that are driving mental health issues in New Zealand. And the other thing that we recommended strongly was that people who have personal experience, either as people who have tried to access or who have accessed mental health services in New Zealand, or as family members of people, or, and this is equally important, people who work in the delivery of those mental health services, that they need to be listened to in this process. And again, that has been explicitly included in the terms of reference. There is an expectation in these terms of reference that the panel will move around the country and ensure that they are listening to and hearing from people who have that direct experience. So that's all really good. We're certainly pleased about all of that.
Because there are these concerns by different groups, and I know Mike Hosking has said recently that it's too much money to spend on just a review, and 9 months is too long, and all, you know, bad stuff will happen in that time. What do you say to people who are criticising this new move, considering these different aspects of the inquiry?
Well, I think that some people are expressing a concern that there also needs to be urgent action to address the problems that we already know exist, and I would agree with that. I don't think that you know, carrying out an inquiry to look into some of those deeper-seated, more complex drivers of mental health issues in New Zealand, and also the deeper-seated problems in our mental health system, that's going to take some time. That's going to involve talking to a number of people, and yes, that will require some resources, but that shouldn't stop the government from taking action where we already know that things could be done. And, you know, there have already been clear policy commitments in the government's first 100 days. There's more that they need to do, and we'll certainly be keeping pressure on around that, but I don't think we need to see this as an either or. I think that we can ask the government to do both.
So these people who are criticising the time that this is going to take, would a response to that be that there is no short-term solution without this review, that this review is absolutely imperative to the issue?
I think yes, and there are also some short-term steps that can be taken. So we don't have to imagine that nothing can be done until this is completed. There are areas where the government's already committed to increasing funding and increasing services, particularly for young people and in schools. That doesn't need to wait. That shouldn't wait. As I understand it, that won't be waiting for the outcome of this inquiry. So maybe the important point is to say this isn't a matter of either taking some immediate steps to address the problems that exist or taking some time to work out what the wider problems are. We need both.
Yeah, so people should be looking at this as simply a step forward.
Yeah, and I think the thing that emerged for me working on the People's Mental Health Review and writing that report is that some things we do already know. There are some problems that are quite clear, and the solutions to those had already been identified, and the government has committed to making progress on some of them. Other things are more complex, and there isn't widespread agreement across the sector as to what the solutions are. Often people would say, when they were criticising the idea of an inquiry, look, we already all know what the problems are. Well, you might know what the problems are, but if you go and talk to somebody else in the sector, they were telling me a different set of problems. So there is some work to do to develop a consensus across the sector about both what the priorities are but also what the solutions are, and that's what I understand this panel has been mandated to do. I think it's important, and I don't think it should mean that we don't make progress on the things that there is already expert agreement on.
So speaking of sectors within mental health, I know in the press release from the New Zealand government, they said that there's going to be a specific focus on addiction and the relationship between addiction and mental health.